So the controversy over the Wii Spa incident continues to escalate, with protests now starting to mount against Wii Spa. And of course, the panty waist loser group Antifa decided that they were going to try and do a counter protest. More on Antifa in just a moment. Now, the protest is sparked by the fact that this spa has decided that they're going to allow men into the women-only section to expose their naked bodies to other women and children just for identifying as trans, a terminology that has no actual basis in science or facts. There is no such thing as a trans person. Your gender, your sex, is determined by biology at the moment of conception, and no matter what you do or no matter how much you claim to be something different, it doesn't change the reality or the facts, and I am not going to play into your delusions. Now, with Antifa, here is a panty waist group. So loserly, they live in their parents' basement. Of course, most of them are pedophiles, because their only hope of ever getting laid is from children who have no ability to defend themselves from Antifa forcing themselves on them. Now, these are losers in their parents' basements that have to coordinate with each other when to come out in their pajamas and then beg for protection from the police because they can't defend themselves. Now, of course, Paul Joseph Watson reports some of the violent incidences that happened during Antifa showing up at the protest at Wii Spa.
Mob surrounded and hit a woman with a skateboard. A street preacher was thrown to the ground and beaten. Another Christian preacher had his face split open. Another woman had her arm cut open with a knife. The mob assaulted a videographer. Another video journalist was assaulted with a club. A Hispanic couple were surrounded and had their signs ripped away. When a Latino man defended himself against the mob, police arrested him. They also tried to attack an Asian man wearing a rooftop Korean t-shirt. Others were also harassed and hounded by the mob. We've highlighted innumerable examples where prominent Antifa activists have turned out to be pedos and sex offenders.
And so, yeah, it's no wonder that a group that is filled with a bunch of pedophiles and sex offenders love the idea that all they have to do is declare themselves a woman to be able to get access to a woman's locker room, which is the only place for many of them that they will ever have the opportunity to see a naked woman. Now, everyone wants to go off and act like Antifa is tough. They're not tough. They're a bunch of sissies. Think about this. In order for them to gain the courage to get out of their parents' basement from whom they are mooching from, they have to coordinate with mass numbers wearing matching pajamas, bring along weapons, and even at that, they can only do this in cities where the Democrats are going to provide them police protection, as was seen when that Hispanic man, I don't know his name, was arrested for defending themselves. Oh, the police, you can't defend yourself against Antifa. That's not allowed. If everyone knew what sissies Antifa was, the whole idea of intimidation would completely collapse. Which is why you never see Antifa operating in Republican-controlled states or Republican-controlled cities. Because without that police protection, all that other stuff doesn't make a difference because they are such sissies. In fact, we had an undercover person with Antifa who was able to follow back and record how Antifa reacted when they went into a Republican area for the first time and didn't have the police protection. And here's how their little get-together after the protest looked like. Now, of course, Antifa needs to engage in violence. They have to because they lack the intellectual capacity to engage in any debate. Not that debate would help them, because outside of the liberal media, no one would be dumb enough to go for their pro-pedophile, pro-fascist ideology. Antifa is so stupid that they believe flipping burgers at McDonald's is equivalent to rocket science. They cannot engage or form any intelligent or rational thought, which is why they go to violence. In fact, when you take a look at most violent hate groups, such as Antifa and Black Lives Matter, it is because they do lack the capacity for intellectual debate. Now, we were able to get a video of Antifa planning their counter-protest before the Wii Spa. I mean, this is great that we were able to get someone into Antifa's meeting to see how it is they plan their counter-protest and how it is they debate the issues that they feel so strongly about.
Oh,
This is why it's so laughable when you hear Antifa making grandiose plans to invade the suburbs or to invade Republican states, to which we just laugh at them and we say, bring it. Just try it. In fact, you can come to my state. I live in the state of Iowa. Come here and try your fascist domestic terrorism actions. Just try it and we'll stomp a new mud hole in your ass and send you packing. You have absolutely no ability, no chance to be able to get away with any of that crap here. You'll be shut down so fast, bitch slapped, and sent back whining to your mama. I have zero respect for Antifa because Antifa is filled with a bunch of panty waists who like to pretend that they're tougher than they are so long as the Democrats are there to provide them the protection of the police while they engage in violence. Now, for left-wing areas, if you want to be able to shut Antifa down in Democrat cities, it is not that hard. All right. Now, first off, conservatives from across the country, especially in red states, here's what we do. We just go to these Democrat states where Antifa is being protected. We go ahead and we engage in protests that we know Antifa will show up at. We offer no violence. No violence whatsoever, but we do not stand down. We do not go away. We will verbalize, we'll debate. We may even call them names. We'll wait for them to get violent. Of course, while that's going on, we're going to make sure to call the police. You know, have the police there, the non-emergency number, because it's not like Antifa is a real emergency, but the non-emergency number. And have someone standing by, a police officer, and the moment violence breaks out, have the police officer go over there and say, hey, I'm wanting to press charges. Wanting to press charges for the violence. Criminal assault and battery. Now, here's why I say that. And you're going, well, they're being provided police protection. Exactly. See, Antifa's operation, whether implicit or explicit, is being condoned by the Democrats in order to shut down the First Amendment, in order to engage in violence against political speech that they don't like, which means the very fact that they refuse to arrest and prosecute Antifa is criminal in and of itself, a violation of your civil rights. And so, as we go there, we protest, we let Antifa do violence. Yes, sure, we'll take a beating, you know, and we'll voluntarily take a beating. And then when the left-wing cities refuse to arrest and prosecute Antifa, file a massive lawsuit on their ass. You know, we're talking about hundreds of millions of dollar lawsuit, class action lawsuit even, against these left-wing cities for their basic condoning of Antifa violently shutting down political speech in violation of First Amendment rights, basically setting up Antifa as the Democrats' paramilitary organization designed to engage in violence to prevent the exercise of the First Amendment. And the reason why I say conservatives from other states is because when we go off and we file that because we are citizens of another state, well, then that would have to be in federal court. And we can go judge shopping, filing in federal courts where we have Trump appointed judges to go off. And I'm willing to bet that after at least several class action lawsuits and these cities paying out hundreds of millions to a couple billion dollars, all of a sudden Antifa starts to become financially unpalatable, shall we say. And to avoid any further lawsuits, they will have to start cracking down on Antifa. And the moment Antifa loses its police protection, they fall apart altogether. That's how easy it is, given that the Democrats having a video after video after video of left-wing cities and Antifa engaging in violence, domestic terrorism, beating down people exercising their First Amendment with absolutely no repercussions whatsoever from these Democrats. You know, no arrests or almost no arrests and almost no prosecution whatsoever, despite the level of violence, it's not that hard to prove that there is some type of implicit or explicit relationship between them, and that they are operating with the blessings of these Democrat mayors, which means that they are vulnerable to massive lawsuits. Now, of course, the police protection would be pulled away, and they will be forced to prosecute Antifa for their assault, battery, felony, violence, and so forth, in order to avoid any further lawsuits. And without the protection of the police, Antifa falls apart completely because they are a bunch of sissy and pantywaste. All right, so that's it. Do not forget to hit subscribe if you haven't already. Leave me comments down below. I will post the audio to this to my audio podcast, but you really need to watch the video in order to get the full effects of the clips. All right, thank you so much, and I will be back again soon.